If you're wondering what the economy will do in 2025, you don't want to miss this program. Hi, I'm Rob West. Few major league hitters can bat 300 in a given season. Imagine hitting 700. That's what Bob Dahl does every year, forecasting economic trends. He joins us today with his 10 predictions for 2025. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, we've been looking forward to this for weeks. It's that time that Bob Dahl gives his much-awaited predictions for the new year. Bob's the Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, a faith-based advisory firm that manages over $5 billion in assets, and we're delighted to say an underwriter of this program. Bob, thanks for stopping by today.
My privilege, Rob. Always fun to talk about the future.
Yes, it is. And we've got your predictions for 2025 right here. But first, let's just quickly recap 2024. You hit 7 out of 10 again. Isn't that right?
Yes, we had an average year. That's about what our long-term average is. We got a number of things right. What we missed on, Rob, was we just were not bullish enough either on the economy or the markets. Another great year for the U.S. stock market.
Sure was. And yeah, unexpected the way it turned out. So this year, the theme you've given your predictions is fewer tailwinds, more tail risks. And I'd love for you just to unpack that overarching theme for a second.
Yeah, the fewer tailwinds references the fact that earnings probably aren't going to grow as fast as they did in 2024, as well as we're starting at valuation levels that are very high. So if I look in the rearview mirror, what's helping me get down the track? Less than before. The more tail risks largely reference the fact that we have a new political administration.
Yeah.
We don't know what they're going to focus on. Is it going to be regulation, deregulation, and tax cuts, or is it going to be deportation and tariffs? They have very different outcomes.
Yeah, and maybe a little bit of everything. It'll be certainly interesting to watch. All right, Bob, well, let's begin to unpack these. We'll get to as many as we can today. The first prediction is that economic growth slows as the unemployment rate rises past 4.5%. That doesn't sound very good to start right out of the chute. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so look, the U.S. economy has been quite robust for some time now, and we're starting to see a slowing in lots of things. Consumer ability to spend, and that largely comes from a slowing job market. To that extent, the unemployment rate will tick up some. Look, a 4.5% unemployment rate, Rob, if we end the year, that's still a low number relative to history. So nothing ominous here, just a slowing.
Okay, yeah. Next up, inflation remains sticky, fails to reach the Fed's 2% target, and causes Fed funds rate to fall less than expected again. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the Fed funds rate fell less than expected in 2024. We expect more of the same, largely because inflation's probably not going to 2%. That's been the Fed's target since this all started. Absent a recession, we don't see it getting there. So we're using the phrase inflation remains sticky, which kind of hems the Fed in from the rate cuts that we were all hoping for.
Bob, we've seen some signaling there at the tail end of the year with regard to the Fed. So they're already getting out ahead of this with their narrative that you better not expect what you were expecting perhaps in most of 2024, right?
Absolutely. The last Fed meeting in December certainly waved the flag that they're starting to realize inflation's not behaving and going down as fast as they'd like to see.
All right. Very good. Bob, let's look at the next one. And you might need to explain this to us. Treasury 10-year yields trade primarily between 3.75 and 4.75 as credit spreads widen. What does that mean for the average investor?
So it means that Treasury bonds move up and down a bit, but no big returns, no big negative returns. It's a trading environment. And credit spreads, of course, reference how far away corporate and high yield bond yields come in relative to treasuries. When that credit spread widens, it usually means the economy is slowing. If it widens a lot, we're in for a recession. We don't see that, but they've been in the last 12 months very tight and therefore not a lot of room for maneuvering.
We're talking to Bob Dahl today. He's CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. His sought-after annual predictions are out. We've got them for you. What about earnings? What sectors of the market are going to outperform? And could there be a meaningful correction in store for us in 2025? We'll cover that and more in the next segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
In the U.S. today, it's National Religious Liberty Day. Religious liberty mattered greatly to those early settlers. They left England because they wanted to worship God according to their conscience. And likewise, when the Apostle Paul was on trial before a Roman governor, he appealed to religious liberty, the kind Rome was supposed to guarantee. In Acts 24, he said, "These who are here should state what crime they found in me. It is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial." Well, as it was then, there are still many places today where religious liberty is denied. And if you have the freedom to worship and read God's word freely, don't take it for granted, and certainly don't neglect it. Anchor Devotional can help you spend more time in God's word. Visit getanchor.com.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
You look at three of the four justices there in Colorado that voted to remove him from the ballot. They all came from Ivy League schools, schools that had been created as divinity schools. What a picture of the apostasy in America when it comes to the church.
Stay informed with Tony Perkins and his guests on Washington Watch, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up anytime with the podcast at AFR.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
What's going to happen with the markets and the economy in 2025? Well, we've got some good ideas for you. Bob Dahl is here. He's CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. Each year, Wall Street waits for his 10 annual predictions. It's something he's been doing for a long, long time. He's got a great track record. And so we're interested, and many others are interested in what Bob has to say. We've covered a few of them already. The first three predictions around economic growth slowing, unemployment rising, inflation remaining sticky, and the Fed's fund rate falling less than expected. Also, Treasury 10-year yields with credit spreads widening are going to trade between 3.75% and 4.75%. Bob, we're up to number four here, and this has to do with earnings. Tell us about it.
Yeah, earnings growth in the United States long-term, Rob, has averaged about 6.5% per year. We've gotten spoiled in 2024 when all is said and done. It looks like the results will be about 8%. The consensus is expecting 14% growth in 2025. That's a big number. You get those kind of numbers when you're coming off a depressed level because of a recession. So we're dubious that we can achieve that kind of growth. And along with that, the consensus is that every one of the 11 sectors is going to have up earnings. That doesn't happen very often. So sadly, we're dubious on that one as well.
Yeah. And that just sounds like a setup for disappointment, doesn't it?
It does. Well, you know, people come into the new year, analysts, they love the companies they follow. They have confidence in them. And, you know, not everything works out perfectly, as we know.
Yeah. And that, of course, leads to volatility. And that's what you focus on in this next prediction.
Yeah, we've had an environment where volatility in the stock market's been pretty low. It's measured by what's called the VIX, and that's been running in the mid-teens. Our view is we might approach 20 this year, which we don't see that all that often. Look, 20 volatility, we'll feel it, but it's nowhere near some of the crisis environments we've been in. We think some increase in volatility because of all the uncertainty and policy changes.
Bob, what caution might you share with investors who are listening today about volatility, especially coming off a relatively low volatility year, just in terms of their need to keep from reacting emotionally when we do see these swings?
Yeah, you said it, Rob. When we get the downward move, people get scared and want to get out. And then, of course, when things move up, that's when we get excited and we go in, and we should be doing just the opposite. So if you have spare cash on the sidelines on a pullback, put a little in. And when they go down a little further, don't panic out.
Yeah,
this is a long-term investment.
That's great advice. All right, this next prediction has to do with corrections. When we talk about corrections in the market, that's never fun. What's your prediction here?
That we do have a 10% correction in 2025, largely because we have some of those earnings issues and very high valuations. Look, 10% corrections, Rob, happen almost once a year. We haven't had one for 3 years.
Wow.
So in part, we're overdue, and therefore investors, when we get it, will say, oh my goodness, is the world about to end? Unlikely, and use corrections to put some money to work if you have spare cash on the sidelines.
Yeah, you're going to feel that, especially if, you know, you've gotten comfortable without them. But if you're prepared for it, perhaps that allows you to weather it a little better. All right, Bob, we're up to number 7. What do you got?
So the states, equal-weighted portfolios beat cap-weighted portfolios. That simply saying the Magnificent Seven, which led in recent years, that means cap-weighted portfolios had a huge tailwind. We just think the average stock's going to do a little bit better relative to those mega cap stocks this year, which should allow average managers that are active to beat the index funds. And coupled with that, we think value stocks, which are very cheap relative to growth, will outperform. And if so, it'll be only the second time in the last 9 years, Rob.
Wow. Yeah, that's something to watch. And, you know, a lot of folks have gotten in over the last decade or so to these indexes. Bob, what are your thoughts just generally on index investing versus active management?
So there are periods when one works and there are periods when the other works. And there are reasons why that happens. I'm not saying, biased as an active manager, you should have all your money active. Index funds have a role. But just because they've done so well, don't go piling into them. They've done well for a reason. The Magnificent Seven have done so well. So have a balance in your portfolio, like so many things.
Yeah. And then as a part of this, you say value beats growth for only the second year in 9. That's, again, going back to the strength of the big tech stocks. But you're thinking we're going to see value take off this year, huh?
Yeah, a broader market. Let's just put it that way. Because the Magnificent Seven and technology in general, the stocks have moved up a lot. They're on the expensive side relative to other things like financial stocks. So I think just have diversification in your portfolio.
All right. Very good. Now, I know as a part of your predictions, Bob, you look at all of the sectors of the economy and you predict which sectors are going to outperform. What do you have for us this year?
Yeah, you know, this is a standard prediction. It's these three beat those three. There are 11 sectors, and this year we're saying financials, energy, and utilities outperform healthcare, technology, and industrial stocks. Financials we've liked. They're the biggest beneficiary of deregulation and are pretty cheap. Energy is a bit of a contrarian bet, but we think there's a place in the portfolio. Utilities speak to the needs for energy where AI takes so much energy. We need utilities to produce that power. We think those three sectors will beat healthcare, technology, and industrials.
Interesting, though, just with all of the momentum around tech and AI, you have tech in that sector that's going to underperform.
Yeah, we do. It's not that we can't find some tech stocks that we like. It's just the sector as a whole has very high expectations and, as a result, very high valuations. So we wouldn't be out of tech, but we wouldn't have nearly as much as people probably had and should have had in the last 2 or 3 years.
Excellent. All right, we've got two more, and they both relate to the new administration that's coming in. Share this next one with us with regard to taxes and regulations.
Sure. We think that the Trump tax cut extension, which will expire at the end of calendar 25, if not dealt with, will happen, that we will have reduced regulation, that government can do a lot of that without congressional approval. But the other pieces, tariffs and deportation, there'll be some of both, but less than expected. I'd like to say we hope less than expected because they're not economically friendly.
All right. Yeah, certainly that one we'll keep an eye on. And that goes right into something that's gotten a lot of press lately, and that is DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. I know they're going to make some waves, Bob, but what do you think at the end of the day they're going to be able to get done?
Yeah, so the administration, starting with Donald Trump, has said we're not going to touch Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, defense. In fact, he wants to increase defense. And of course, we can't touch net interest expense. We got to pay our bills. Once you get past those five items, there's only $800 billion left in the budget. I don't know where we find $2 trillion. That's the number they're targeting. I think we'll make some progress, but get nowhere near that target.
Interesting. Well, it's going to be fun to watch it all play out. That's for sure. No matter where they land. Well, it's a mixed bag, Bob, of possible economic trends. I so appreciate all the work you put into this. Tie a bow on this for us as we head into the new year.
You know, predicting the future, only God in heaven knows what the future is going to look like. But we use our experience and hopefully a little bit of brain power to try to help people get through. We'll get some right, some wrong. But I wish everybody a fantastic 2025 and always.
Thank you, Bob. And thanks for your work to integrate values into the portfolios you lead there at Crossmark. All the best, my friend.
God bless.
That's Bob Dahl. He's Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. You can read his weekly commentary when you sign up at crossmarkglobal.com. That's crossmarkglobal.com. All right, your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
The presidential election in November was nothing short of historical. Americans went to the polls and let their voices be heard, overwhelmingly electing Donald Trump as our 47th president. You can hear his inauguration on AFR beginning at 11 a.m. Central, January 20th. So if you're not able to watch, you don't have to miss out. And make sure you tell your friends and family so they don't miss the live feed of Donald Trump's inauguration ceremony, January 20th, starting at 11 a.m. Central on AFR.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
My wife's aunt passed away, and we received a considerable inheritance from that. We talked to the people at AFA Foundation, and they were very caring. What excites us about the charitable gift annuity is we will always have income coming in. It will be steady. We won't outlive it.
See if a charitable gift annuity is right for you. Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Well, it's time here in just a moment to begin taking your calls and questions. That number, 800-525-7000, 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. We'd love to take your question, get you on the air, try to help you navigate the financial questions and issues in your life and do that in light of biblical wisdom. Our goal here at Faith and Finance is that you would see God as your ultimate treasure, understanding you have an abundance before the first dollar because of your identity in Christ. But we have a high calling. Once we surrender our lives to Jesus, it's about stewardship in a whole host of areas: time, talent, relationships, God's word, and yes, God's money as well. You see, whatever you have been entrusted, however little or much, the goal is faithfulness. We want to manage the Master's resources according to biblical wisdom. Our hope and objective each day is to help you do that on this program in a way that's theologically sound, that's expert, that's even empathetic, understanding that, you know what, we make difficult choices along the way. Some of us have made some decisions we wish we could change in our financial lives, and yet we can leave all of that at the foot of the cross and move forward, seeking to be found faithful with the daily spending decisions we are making, recognizing that they're one of the most tangible and even visible expressions of what we ultimately have placed our trust in. Hopefully that's trust in the Lord as provider, allowing money to become a tool to accomplish God's purposes. That's at least our goal, to help you do that each day. So what's your question today? Give us a call. We've got some lines open, perhaps one just for you. Questions on any financial topic, 800-525-7000. All right, let's, before we head to the phones, look at what's happening in the news today. As the 2025 tax season begins, the IRS plans to issue $2.4 billion in automatic payments to about 1 million eligible taxpayers. These are taxpayers who missed claiming the recovery rebate credit on their 2021 returns. So back up, you know what was going on at that time. That was during the COVID period. These payments up to $1,400 per individual or $2,800 per married couple are not a part of this year's tax refunds, but represent credits overlooked on prior returns. Families of four with two dependent children could receive as much as $5,600. Eligibility is, of course, based on income threshold. So, for instance, individuals earning up to $75,000 and married couples earning up to $150,000 in 2021 qualify for the full amount, with the credit phasing out for higher incomes. Those who do not receive a payment but believe they qualify can still claim the credit by filing a 2021 amended return prior to April 15th, even if your income was minimal or non-existent. While the critical during the COVID economic downturn, the stimulus checks from 2020 and 2021 have sparked a lot of debate about their role in the high inflation we experienced. Although the Treasury disputes that largely, we believe it was a big factor in the high inflation we experienced. Nevertheless, you may be receiving it and you may be entitled to it. So don't be surprised if it's coming your way. All right, let's dive into those questions today. Again, that number you can call right now, 800-525-7000. We're going to begin in Oregon today. Betty, go ahead.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, as I turn 70 and a half, end of February, is it advantageous for me to start doing my charitable giving from my IRA or wait until, 73, that you have to do the required minimal distribution?
Yeah, it's a great question, Betty. I like the qualified charitable distribution a lot. So as you point out, it's coming from an IRA directly to a 501c3 not-for-profit, a church, a ministry like American Family Association. The benefit, although you can take it at 70 and a half, you're right, with the required minimum being pushed out to 73 and with the qualified charitable distribution being able to satisfy that, a lot of people take that at age 73 and beyond because often they don't need the money, but the IRS is making them take it out, so they might as well give it away. So your question, why would you do it at 70 and a half? Well, especially if you itemize, or excuse me, if you take the standard deduction and you don't itemize, it can be a great way to do the same giving you were already going to do with after-tax money, so giving coming out of your checking or savings account, but instead do it out of your IRA because the qualified charitable distribution starting at age 70 and a half is the only way to get that pre-tax money out of that IRA without ever paying tax on it. Every other way of taking money out of that IRA except the qualified charitable distribution is going to result in you adding the amount of the withdrawal or what's called the distribution to your taxable income for that tax year. The only way to avoid that is when it goes straight to a charity. So what a lot of people do is they say, okay, I was going to give X amount to my church and another amount to AFA, and you know, you total up all their giving, which they would typically do out of after-tax dollars sitting in a, you know, an investment account or a checking or savings, and they just switch it and do it out of the IRA instead, thereby getting the money out, not adding it to their taxable income. So although you don't get a deduction on it, you don't ever have to add it to your taxable income, which is a big win. Does that make sense?
It does. And that's a better way to do it because I'm going to be making the donation anyway. And I might as well take the tax advantage of it. So
exactly right. Yeah. So rather than taking money that you've already paid tax on and giving that away, let's do it from your IRA, never pay tax on it. And then a couple of years from now, once you have that required minimum, you just keep that practice going. And now not only are you getting the benefit of getting that money out, getting it into the kingdom without paying tax, but now you're satisfying your required minimum at the same time.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you for explaining that, and God bless your day. Thank you.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate your generous heart. Folks, this is a wonderful tool. Don't miss that qualified charitable distribution if you're a 70 and a half. By the way, another opportunity for that is to go from an IRA right into a charitable gift annuity. If you want to talk to our friends at American Family Association Foundation about that, go to AFAFoundation.net. It's a great opportunity. We'll be right back with much more.
Empty stomachs, waterborne illnesses, hopelessness. These are harsh realities for impoverished African children, but you can make a difference. Join with Cross International to share the love of Jesus with a child in critical need today. Each gift of $62 provides a child with life-saving resources. Give now at crossinternational.org/faith or 866-843-9500 and help kids go from barely surviving to thriving.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7:05 p.m. Central, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime. Choose your own provider. And select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
Do you want to prepare for God's calling on your life to ministry? Many people have a sense that God is calling them to ministry, but they don't know the next step to take. Here's a step that may be for you. Wesley Biblical Seminary offers a new Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry that's entirely online, and it will prepare you for whatever ministry God calls you to next. We want to equip you with knowledge and tools you need to confidently fulfill the calling that God has put on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Our lines are open. We're taking your calls and questions on anything financial, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'll be headed back to the phones in the next segment. In this segment, I'm delighted to shine a light on our week-long campaign and invitation to you to be a part of Preborn 2025. That's right. We've enjoyed a long-standing relationship with our friends at Preborn, doing some incredible work over the past 18 years. Preborn partner clinics have counseled over 500,000 women considering abortion, and as a result, more than 300,000 babies' lives have been saved, and more than 80,000 women have surrendered their lives to Jesus. Just incredible. And that's why this week we're asking you to partner with us to help save 4,500 babies just through your sponsorship through American Family Radio direct to Preborn. You can learn more at afr.net. I'm delighted that Dan Steiner is with us. Dan is founder and chair of Preborn, an incredible leader who's been paving the way for this great work for a long, long time. Dan, great to have you with us.
Hey, Jeff. Great. Rob, great to be here.
Absolutely. No problem. Hey, Dan, you know, give us an update, and maybe we ought to back up and just start for listeners who are maybe just getting up to speed on Preborn. Take us back to the original founding and really what the vision was.
Yeah, so the original founding was to be an offering to Jesus Christ. His heart's broken over every little baby. He sees everyone that is aborted. He's, in fact, the one that's knitting them together, as we read in Psalm 139, in their mother's womb.
Yeah.
And it breaks his heart. And I just said, you know, Lord, what can I do that will stop this? And while there's a lot of things going on that people are trying to do to stop it, like legislation and protests and various things, showing a woman her baby and taking care of that pregnant girl is the answer and stops abortions like almost every time, you know, if she sees her baby on ultrasound, which so many of your listeners, Rob, have underwritten in the past.
Yeah.
It doubles the likelihood she'll choose life. So that was the vision, was to alleviate God's pain. He's knitting them together in their mother's womb, and it breaks his heart when their lives are cut out. Because, you see, here's the deal. Inside of that ultrasound, in that little fetus, that little baby inside the womb, you know, he's six weeks conceived. Hmm. It's not just a little baby. It's a kindergartner. It's a volleyball player in junior high. It's a high school graduate. It's somebody getting proposed to be married. It's a mother having baby. It's a grandmother having grandchildren on her lap. All of that is contained in that one life, potential legacy, potential family. And that's why it breaks God's heart, and that's why we started Preborn. Long answer to your short question on why and how we set out to stop this American Holocaust.
Mm.
Yeah. It's an image bearer of God himself. And I love the work that you're doing. And it begins with that free ultrasound for a mom considering an abortion to see the heartbeat and to see that life in her womb. But it doesn't end there because you all go on to come alongside that mom that chooses life with up to a couple of years of assistance and the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ being shared. I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what happens beyond the ultrasound.
Well, oftentimes our counselors end up actually going into the birthing room with the mom, follow her through all of the pregnancy and after the baby, you know, and maternity clothes and whatever she needs, housing or doctor visits, whatever, along the pregnancy journey until she finally gets to that delivery room, after which it's cribs and car seats and baby clothes and especially diapers, for a few years, right?
Yes.
And all of that's given on behalf of that $28 sponsorship. You're not just giving an ultrasound. You're giving 2 years, 2 years and 9 months, 8 months of care for this girl. Putting our money where our mouth is. Preborn does this for free. All $28 of the $28 sponsorship for that free ultrasound or $140 for five ultrasounds goes to our clinics. It's donor-designated funds. Hmm. And we use it. And then what you may not know, Rob, is that we will send you a picture of a baby whose life was saved. It's going to be an ultrasound picture because the baby's not born yet.
Yeah.
And the story of the mother, like the that you sponsored. So
very cool. Talk about the goal that we have this week for folks visiting AFR.net or calling in. By the way, folks, that number 877-616-2396 to be involved in this. What is the goal for this week?
Yes, $4,400. That's $126,000. 4,400 ultrasounds, and that. Think about it. That's 4,400 babies. we're trying to give a chance to live. Preborn is the premier marketer to reach women on the internet that are searching for the abortion pill. So we got to reach them before we get them in front of the ultrasound. Preborn does that for free for all of our clinics across the nation, and then of course the ultrasound scans that are given to the girls. And so every $28 scan counts. There may be somebody out there that could underwrite the entire $126,000 and do a match or something. But, yeah, whatever you can do, go to afr.net, preborn.com, 877-616-2396, whatever it would be, that you can make your tax-deductible donation.
It's incredible. And beyond what you've already described, the free ultrasound and then up to 2 years of journeying with this mom and providing assistance, you're also sharing the love of Jesus, aren't you?
We are evangelists by our passion and practice. Preborn is the gospel leader of the pro-life movement. This is our greatest motivation and greatest delight is to share a heart change. And there's only one heart surgeon that can do that heart change, and his name is Jesus. And so the girl she comes in so often, doesn't even know which of her multiple partners she's pregnant by, is living a life of promiscuity, and we help her with a much better decision matrix. It's called the Bible, and the church. And so for her to come to Christ is a complete transformation, as it well should be. Jesus said, you must be born again, right? That's a big change. And so that's our deepest desire with every girl, to do that, to share Christ with her. And we've seen, over 10,000 women come to Christ in 2024 as a result of that. So we're evangelists to abortion vulnerable women.
That's incredible. If you want to be involved in this, there's a website to go to. It's just our main website, AFR.net. We'd love for you to check it out right there at the top of the page. You can give. You can also call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And you can be a part of helping us to fund this incredible work. Dan, we're so grateful for your work and your vision for this and for the incredible fruit that the Lord has allowed us to see through the amazing work of Preborn. We're about out of time in this segment. Tie a bow on it for us. Why should folks listening right now think about partnering with us?
Yeah, our generation is the only generation in humankind that has seen 800,000, nearly a million of any hidden persecuted people group extinguished. That's the abortion numbers weekly. And we'll break heaven wide open with that fact on our back, and might be the Lord to say, what did you do about that? And you can say, well, I was part of AFR's radio drive, and I sponsored an ultrasound.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, that's Dan Steiner. The ministry is Preborn. It's our partnership this week, looking for you to help us reach our goal of 4,500 babies saved through a free ultrasound. Every $28 provides one. AFR.net or 877-616-2396.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
While we rejoice that Roe was overturned, the pro-choicers are very energized. They are winning the arguments and elections. We need to win them back. The people who bring you Wretched Radio have produced a powerful, persuasive, and proactive 13-lesson video series to help.
You don't need a PhD to tell you that human life is more valuable than the life of the ants.
Order Life is Best at shop.wretched.org and listen to Wretched Radio Saturday nights at 10 Central on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
I'm so thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance. You know, in that last segment, we were talking about our partnership with Preborn and the opportunity for you to be a part of sponsoring one of these free ultrasounds this week in particular when you go to AFR.net. But what a great example of why we do what we do here on this program, because in part, why God entrusts to us His resources is not because He needs our money. It's because He wants us to be a part of His work. And using our money in a way that connects us to the activity of God and touching and changing lives and promoting the human flourishing and blessing the unborn. And, you know, that's a way that we can participate in God's activity if we can order our finances in order to give. And, you know, that's one of the primary outlets we have to be about God's work. And it's what we love about what we get to do every day and helping you manage God's money. In fact, Clara called from Texas, and she's been a part of this program or this sponsorship with Preborn in the past. Clara, tell us your experience.
Well, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, my experience is that we wanted lots of children, but the Lord sent one. And I used to be a flight attendant, and I was talking to a gentleman, and he said there's many ways of adopting children. And right after that, I heard a commercial on the radio about Preborn. So I thought, oh, my gosh, this would be perfect. And right when I said that, the Lord said, imagine your reunion with all these babies in heaven that you can help when you go to heaven and they come too. And that to me and my husband was phenomenal. And I just wanted to, I don't know if Dan's still hearing the program, but my husband was the pilot that flew them into Florida during the hurricane. And so Greg, my husband, was able to tell him our goal. And I just was so excited to be able to tell him we reached it and surpassed it. And we have another goal for this year.
Oh, that's incredible.
Gregor Gibson.
Well, I'm confident he's still listening and he's celebrating with you. And I love that you set a goal for a number of ultrasounds you wanted to provide through your giving, that you've gone beyond it and you had to raise your goal. That's a great thing. Well, Clara, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for you and your husband and your heart for the Lord and for generosity and for these precious unborn. We appreciate you being on the program today. Folks, that's what it's all about, and that's your opportunity today. And you can partner with us to help us reach this incredible goal. We're trying to have enough come in this week through the AFR listeners to be able to pay for 4,500 free ultrasounds. Would you consider a gift of $28, or perhaps you could do a gift even larger than that and cover many ultrasounds? Whatever you can do right now, AFR.net. Just click preborn at the top of the page. All right, we've got time for a few more questions today. We'll get to as many as we can. I have perhaps room for one or two more calls. If you haven't even gotten in the queue yet, we'd love to hear from you if you have a financial question. 800-525-7000, but you need to call right now. To Oklahoma we go. Hi, Paula. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Hey there. I just wanted to start off by saying I love preborn too, and I have donated, let's just say, several thousand also.
Oh, wow.
And I had an abortion before I came to Christ, and it is just a special, special thing in my heart that I love doing. And as soon as I get off the phone, I'll be going online and donating. So
excellent. Thank you, Paula.
For what preborn does. Yes.
Absolutely.
And so here's my question. I have no debt, and I owe about $118,000 on my house, and it's at 3.37%. And I have a traditional and a Roth IRA, about 15 in my traditional, and then the Roth IRA is about 30, which I know I can't put any in it since I don't have any earned income.
Right.
And then I have about 85,000 in CDs, which are all in various ones, you know, and they're about drawing about 4% interest. And so I'm caring for my mom, and we bring in, I'd say, about $10,000 a month, and I tithe above and beyond, which it's not my money. I give it all to God anyway.
Sure.
And so I have about $4,000 left over, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. Should I pay off my house early, or what do you think?
Yeah, so you've got about $4,000 a month surplus, is that right?
Yeah. I don't have my car's. My car, I listened to you, it's got 200,000 miles on it, and I'm just going to drive it. I'm going to keep driving it until the wheels fall off.
I love it. You know, I think that's great. I mean, you have a nice low interest rate at 3 3/8. So, you know, I don't think you need to be in a rush. And yet, I love the fact that, you know, you could be debt free here in less than 3 years. I mean, you've got $48,000 a year that you could put toward this mortgage. Now, it sounds like the Lord has given you the gift of giving as well, and you're already doing that. And obviously, as things come up along the way, I'd be really careful to listen to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit leads you to do additional giving, even if that meant the mortgage didn't get paid off quite as quick. But I think that would be great, because as soon as you get that paid off, now we're recapturing, you know, instead of $4,000 a month, maybe you have $5,000 a month because you don't have the mortgage payment any longer. And then you could, you know, accelerate your giving, perhaps put a little aside for even more savings. I mean, your biggest risk in this season of life, Paula, is probably the need for, you know, skilled nursing care if you ever needed that down the road. You know, 70% of Americans 65 and older will need long-term care for, you know, and on average somewhere between 18 months and 3 years. And it can run, if you need full nursing care, $10,000 a month. So, you know, you have a nice income, and I love that you're living way below your means, but your ability, you know, to continue to put more away, you know, would be great in case you needed that. But I think your idea of continuing to look for giving opportunities and accelerate that mortgage with the hope that sometime in the next 3 years you can have it paid off and recapture even more surplus or margin on a monthly basis makes all the sense in the world.
Okay. And I do qualify for veterans home care. Like if I needed, I could go into a VA home. Also,
yes.
I qualify for a VA home. So, I mean, I'm not, you know, I know God will take care. Well, I don't have kids or anything. It was, you know, so, but I do understand that. So, but That's a great, great, great idea. And I thank you so much, and I'll be donating as soon as I get off this phone.
Excellent. Thank you, Paula. Lord bless you. And we appreciate you sharing your testimony today in addition to that question. She's going to donate to Preborn. You can, too, when you go to AFR.net. We're on our way to our goal of 4,500 ultrasounds funded this week alone. You can help us get there, AFR.net. Well, we're about out of time today. You know, we've talked about giving several times today, and I love that. I love that you are a generous people. You know, our listeners here at American Family Radio are incredible, and so many of you just want to be found faithful as a steward, and you realize a big part of that is your ability to be generous, whether it's giving to American Family Association or giving to Preborn. You know, we've talked about how you can do that out of your cash flow today. We also talked about how you can do that out of your IRA once you're 70 and a half through a qualified charitable distribution. If you want to know some of these creative giving strategies, whether it's a charitable gift annuity where you can get a partial deduction and an income stream for life and then have the money go to AFA at your death, or maybe you want to know more about a giving out of your IRA or giving appreciated stock. There's plenty of those these days with the market, you know, sky high. The team at the American Family Association Foundation would love to come alongside you, to encourage you, to help you think creatively about your giving. And they're ready to work with you. Chelsea and Riley and Jessica are amazing. They're incredibly knowledgeable, but, you know, we'll be delighted just to meet with you as many times as is necessary to help you understand what's possible. The quickest way to get to them is just to go to afafoundation.net. You'll find the phone number there. You could connect online as well, afafoundation.net. We'd also love for you to think about being a partner here at FaithFi. You know, our partners are those that on a monthly basis support this work here at FaithFi, which is how we bring you the Faith and Finance radio program, our app, our new quarterly publication, Faithful Steward, you know, all of the content, the studies, the devotionals, all geared toward helping all Christians see God as their ultimate treasure and manage His money by integrating faith and financial decisions for His glory. And if you'd like to be a partner, you can do that quickly and easily at our website, faithfi.com. Just click Give. You know, as we think about where to give, Acts 1:8 says Jesus instructs His disciples to be witnesses in three areas. Jerusalem, I think that's local. Judea and Samaria, I think that's regional. And to the ends of the earth, I think that's international. So perhaps you ought to lay a geographic framework on top of your giving to be a bit more strategic and intentional. And then beyond that, I think about the categories of giving. I mean, certainly there's your local church, and I think that's God's plan A. That should be our starting point. The early church collected offerings to help those in need, but also to support Christian workers. You know, the Bible instructs us to support those who dedicate their lives to preaching and teaching and spreading the gospel. That would certainly include your local church. Beyond that, we see some other categories, the poor and oppressed. I would, think about, the unborn in that category. Family members, also kingdom work, like the work being done here at FaithFi and American Family Association. So perhaps this is the year to be more intentional and strategic with your giving, because with a plan, once we deal with the finances and have our finances in order, with a plan and a vision for our giving that aligns with the heart of God, I guarantee you, you will give far more than you ever thought possible. And here's the big win for you. It's not that, you know, God is a cosmic vending machine, so you give to get back financially. It's the joy that follows. It's the opportunity to be connected to the heart of God and the privilege that He gives us to be about His work, saving the unborn, those that are created in His image. It's a joy. I mean, you're going to wake up with a new sense of purpose and fulfillment as you're connected to the heart of God through your giving. If you want to be a part of it, head to AFR.net, click Preborn. Big thanks to my team today, Sandy Dickinson handling our phones, our producer today, Devin Patrick, and also Taylor Stanridge helping me with some great research. Folks, thanks for being along with us. Come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.